That's why I asked you.
Everything you hear on the pod is entertainment purposes only. If you take it in, that is your own. We're just here to have fun.
Yo, my people, welcome back to another episode on the ECP podcast. If you're new around here, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, post that bell notification. Do you know what day it is today? Do you know what day? V, do you know what day it is today? Tell the people what day it is today. The date.
What day is it today?
Try again.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that again.
Try again.
V, what day is it today?
October 1st.
Yes!
He's hitting.
Yes, sir. Bro, why are you with this, bro? Why are you with this?
What are you doing tonight?
He knows. He just want to say, today we're filming on Independent State of Nigeria, man.
Yes, sir.
Do you know how serious that is? We're going to an event after this podcast. We're going to get active, man. But how you man been since last pod?
Man, God has been great, man. That's all I can say. God has been great. I've been good.
What about you, T?
I've been living still.
V? Oh my days. This guy.
You know when guys just want to act different for no reason? Like,
bro,
guys just
you were talking 2 minutes ago so before different. We started doing one, two, three action.
Both trade activated.
Yeah, no, guys.
I've been good still.
No, of course.
What are you saying? How you been, bro?
I've been good, man. Currently, what's the score with Arsenal? 2-0 half time against PSG. I'm happy to be an Arsenal fan, unlike Man United, getting smoked 3-0 at home to Spurs. Crazy result, man. T, how you feeling about that?
I have a question. Is there a thing where you can like shut down teams?
What do you mean?
If they're doing that bad, can you just be like, I think it's
just getting rid of the manager, to be honest with you. Because United are just.
How many times do they need to do that?
This is their second manager.
Is that not your team?
Oh, yeah! This guy, he said he was trying to get into football. And he said he was going to support United.
That's
not my team.
So you just what then?
I don't support any team. I don't watch football. But Man United is not my team. Next year, I might support Arsenal still.
Whoever wins the league this season.
Huh? No. I'm just not a fan of football, innit? Like, that's just it. I don't support Man U. I watch a couple games here and there, but that's not my team, man.
That's cool.
But wow, a lot has happened since the last time we filmed, man.
Of course.
I'm not sure if you man heard of that Cardi B and Offset saga. Yeah,
bro, crazy, man.
What's your thoughts on that? Let's just start one by one.
I feel like
or should we give a backstory?
Yeah, give a backstory for the people who don't know, but I feel like people do know.
So obviously, Offset has on multiple occasions cheated on Cardi B multiple times, and I guess they had like a public beef or something where he was then saying that, I made you my baby mom, like I won, like this, and she was saying how apparently there was a screenshot. It's not confirmed, but there was a screenshot of how she was saying how Takeoff was the only real person in Amigos, and she missed those nights.
That was fake. No, it was. It actually was fake.
All that was there. Obviously, she was talking about how this guy is like hurt. This is that I dad showed the messages of how he tried to spin back and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, what's your man's thoughts on it?
Did you see that thing he said to her? He was like, let me call you so I can.
Yeah, that's what.
That was real. Man.
That's not real. That's disgusting.
Nah, I mean, that's disgusting.
That's very, very disgusting. And for you to even think that's real is insane. Like,
that's nasty.
I hope the camera caught
it. Guys, please.
It's not me just going down.
At this point, we're dealing with children on this podcast.
Yeah, like, guys.
What do you mean by that? What's your thoughts, children? Though?
Huh? What do you mean by that?
Because it was his birthday the other day. That's his. I'm not mature.
Oh, because you're unk now, huh?
I'm a young buck still, but I'm 21 still. Like, we thank God, man. I celebrated my birthday. All praise to God for keeping me for another year.
Amen.
Back to the topic. What is your thoughts? Another white. Oh, my bad. What is your thoughts, man?
Thoughts?
Yeah.
I hear what Offset's saying, to be fair. Like,
that's not.
You made Cardi B.
You're going to get cooked for that.
No.
What do you mean you hear what she's saying? What are you saying? Hear what he's saying?
No, the thing where he said that he made in his baby mom, that's facts.
How is that fact?
How's baby mom winning?
But the.
Wait, how is that fact?
I'm not trying to.
He said he won. I made you my baby mom. I won that. He was basically saying that's all he needed her for.
Have you ever referred to Cardi B as Offset's baby mom?
No, I refer to Cardi B as Cardi B.
Yeah. So I don't really think that's a valid point to make. If anything, he is
a loser.
Her baby dad. If anything.
Because Migos was a big team before
Cardi B. But who's bigger, Migos or Cardi B?
Culturally.
Am I
culturally?
I don't. Yeah, like
culturally. No, it's a good question. But
Cardi B might
say
top two female rappers ever.
Not ever.
After whoa. Nicki Minaj?
No, whoa. No, no. There's way more.
This is not my opinion. Like, I'm going off.
Whose opinion is it? You said it. Whose opinion is it?
She's big. She's big.
She's big.
Honestly, no, she's big.
She's not big. Of course
she is. She's bigger than all of them individually, like the Migos individually.
Yeah.
But as a collective of Migos,
come on, let's
Migos,
Migos, that's not even a group anymore. So
yeah, but
when they were, they were still bigger than Cardi B.
Okay. I'm not arguing. I'm not fighting over. I'm not tussling.
No, of course not.
I just disagree in it.
But you man, you saying that that's real to him saying that, oh, I made you my baby mama one, like that's actually crazy. So why do you think that?
Is he not his baby mama?
Yeah,
though?
But how's he won? That's what I want to know.
I feel like what he's, I assume what he's saying is like, you can leave whatever, but like, I'm still kind of going to be part of your life because I'm your baby dad, basically.
But do you not think that's such a crazy thing to say to the woman of your children?
Well, of course. But am I offset? Am I backing what you're saying?
No, his wife at one point.
Yeah, it was his wife.
But then again, I don't know. I feel like, to be fair, they both play a part in it because he cheated numerous times and he kind of went back. Obviously, I'm not saying what she did was wrong.
But she say she cheated as well and she never got caught?
Apparently,
or something like that.
Apparently, she even said, basically, apparently, he said something about, told the truth that you had relations with someone while you were pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and then she confirmed that, like, she didn't deny it.
Yeah, she made it. She said a tweet to it.
Is that not crazy though?
I'm not surprised, but again,
it's not my. To me personally, I saw people bringing out that, oh, she was a this da 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 before in her previous life. Why are we surprised? But like, bro, this person has been an outstanding mother to her kids. Like, she's deviated away from that life that she used to live before.
I don't know. Still.
You don't think so?
She deviated? She went from shaking yash to make money
to shaking yash.
She's become
mothers now when she shakes yash.
She became older.
She's become
more mature.
She does it on camera now.
Lish, for money.
She's become a rapper. And she has also had children, and we've seen the way she's treated her kids in a public eye.
That doesn't mean anything. You can still, yeah.
No, but
you're saying if you're a stripper, you can't be a good mom.
No, I'm saying that she has. I'm saying she's left that past life behind. Yes, she has.
What, from? Okay.
Shaking yash.
Shaking yash in private to now shaking yash on music video.
Okay, but Nicki Minaj was never a stripper, so.
Okay, but
might as well have been. Ooh, cut that.
Beep, 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 beep.
Cut that out, still.
Guys is weird today.
Nah, not even. That's a bit of a touchy subject, lads.
Like, that's actually crazy.
But I don't know. I just think the main thing is, like, make sure you know who you're having the mother of your children with, like.
Or dad as well.
Wasn't even to be bad. Fair.
I mean, I don't think.
No, I'm not saying she's a bad mom.
I'm not saying she's a bad mom. We never said that.
Them are bad parents. It's just more like not fit for each other.
I don't think they're good or bad.
Have kids together.
Yeah.
I'm not meant to have kids together.
Some people are just not meant to have kids.
No, don't say that. That's not nice.
Is that mean?
That's not a nice thing to say.
Some people are not meant to have kids. Hold on. Let me elaborate what I mean by that.
No, we know what you mean, but just.
It's just a general comment.
Yeah, just general.
No, I have to land now because they're going to say I'm tweaking. When I say that, I mean, like, some people eat Rustler's burgers. You probably shouldn't procreate, shouldn't have offspring.
That's a Rustler's burger.
No, but for real, no, okay, jokes aside, no, like, it always. I just stand on what I say. I'm not going to elaborate. You get the gist in it. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Some people should not.
Yeah. I think you're trying to land right now.
But anyway, be sure of who you're having your children with. What would you man say are characteristics that you'd want the mother of your kids to have?
Nurturing.
If you even look for that at this age.
Nurturing.
Expand.
I feel like you need a mother to nurture after her children, to take care of her children. I feel like,
nah, look, Cardi B can nurture and she can take care.
Jesus.
But what?
Her and Offset should not be.
So that doesn't affect her being a mum though?
No, but he's saying, what characteristics would you want your mother, your child? I want to know your lifestyle, how you're living. Does that make sense? Like, everyone can be caring and nurturing because you can develop that type of behavior. But in terms of, like, imagine now my baby mom is going to the club every weekend, but she's the best mom to her kids.
And so?
What kind of, like, that's not the role model I want for my kids, though.
No, that's lit, bro.
If she's
a great mom, then what's the problem?
Yeah. Like, if she's
going to the club every weekend.
That doesn't matter. It's the same thing with you going to dinner every weekend. No. Does that mean, does that affect you being a great dad?
No, 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 no. That's a
how?
That's a whole separate. Okay. That's a whole separate.
Yeah, you, you didn't cook there at all.
I don't understand. No, completely. Maybe I missed. But I'm not understanding though.
Are you tweaking today?
I'm not understanding though.
Going to dinner is the same as going to the club. Okay.
Cause I've had two eggs to drink today.
Yo, yeah, you didn't cook at all.
Nah, niggas is crazy, bro.
No, but I don't understand how to make him a.
How do I say it? You growing up, imagine you seeing your mom going to a club every weekend. Like, isn't like, I don't like that type of, let's say, lifestyle behavior being around children. There's certain things you can't do around children.
I mean, if she's a good mom, she's a good mom regardless. What about you?
What's yours?
Me, I mean, as long as she has compassion and she actually has feelings, like, you get what I'm saying? I feel like that's already a go through, because if you have feelings, then you treat your child with respect. You get what I'm saying? And like, you train your child in the way that the child should be trained. So it's really not more than that. Like, those are like, that's literally like the main characteristic I would look for to say.
Right. I feel like mine, it's going to sound like I'm deep in it, innit? But I've been thinking about this a lot, innit? I feel like I need to know, how do I word it? The girl's relationship with her parents, the type of things she experienced with her parents, her type of, I guess I want to say trauma. It sounds nuts, but like the type of trauma that she's faced, yeah, and her approach to dealing with that.
Are you trying to be a therapist?
No, but listen.
No, because he wants to see guys
are,
she's going to pass on to.
Do you get it? Because if you date a girl and she has certain trauma, right? Genuinely, if you date anyone and they have certain trauma, but you don't analyze or look at their ability to deal with it and how they want to deal with it. Because some people push that to the left and push it aside. Some people want to address it, whatnot, whatnot. If you date a woman that doesn't want to address certain trauma, more than likely you're going to now have kids with that woman who's going to pass it on to your kids. More times she'll pass it on to you as well. And, you know, you need to be a person that recognizes that and sees the person you're dating. Some girls, like, girls, guys, whatever, let's say now, they don't deal well with conflict. Some people, when they get in conflict, yeah, they want to lash out, and that's just how they saw it, innit? You want that to be the mother of your children. That's something you need to find out.
She's nice and compassionate.
Exactly.
But what are you going to do once you find out?
I will not have kids with her. I won't date her.
Or you could help.
You realize, but you realize that every person in reality has trauma, right?
Did you miss the part where I said how they deal with that trauma? We all have trauma. For example, you know you have things. We've all talked about certain things that we do that we got when we were younger, innit?
Mm-hmm.
But the whole point, even now on the pod, when we speak about it, is how are we going to change those things? We actively want to change those things. Those are not things we're going to grow up. And for example, I know you grew up in a very strict household.
Mm-hmm.
Are you now going to emulate the exact level of strictness that you were given?
Of course not.
Yeah, like,
exactly.
Yeah,
so therefore, because you knew how that made you feel. So there's going to be certain things you're going to change and amend to make, you know what I'm saying? You don't want your kids to feel what you felt, or the certain things that you might have felt in your life, I'm assuming.
Valid point.
Thank you, guys. I'm cooking today.
Valid point.
Thank you.
Can I respect
can't get
that,
no clicks,
though.
No.
Oh, sorry. I was just here, man.
Thank you.
Oh, this guy is so zoned out, bro. He is so zoned out.
He's still thinking about dinner and clubs.
He did not hear a single thing you were going to say.
No, I heard what you're saying.
Okay, so guys, because it's Independence Day today, yeah. Let's just talk about, like, what does Nigeria mean to you, man?
Fraud. nah. I can't lie. I don't know.
That was such a, like,
nah.
Guys, that is a Nigerian that just said that. Like, he's a Nigerian, by the way.
So, how does Nigeria feel to you?
Huh?
Home,
my identity.
I thought I never passed
you. No, that was a serious question. Brisky just said, are we not deep enough? Brisky just said fraud.
Am I wrong though?
So out of everything Nigeria has given to you, fraud is the only thing that you wanted to choose.
I didn't finish my statement, but
how do you think we got them gooses, bro?
I'm
kidding. That's a joke.
That's a joke. Goose.
Nah, bro. Man, am I trying to disrespect our culture?
Okay,
shut up. Shut up. Because man, am I trying to
disrespect? It's
not
disrespecting Nigerian culture.
I bleed green. I bleed green, bro.
You don't bleed green.
I bleed green, bro. I'm with you, man, bro. I'm with you, man, bro.
You're sick.
Independence Day, I'm there with you, bro.
I don't like these, man.
No. Actually, no. You take control of this. How does Nigeria make you feel?
Who's Nigeria to you, or what is Nigeria to you?
What is Nigeria to me? Mm-hmm. Nigeria is
home.
It's my life.
No, we'll zoom in. We'll zoom in like this. It's my home.
Key the music. Key the music.
Core belief of my identity.
No, it's how I was raised.
Let him, guys, this is them land, bro. Let him land.
Obviously, I've lived in Nigeria. I've faced ups and downs in Nigeria, and Nigeria has actually been. How can I phrase this? It's been a journey. Like it's a journey. It's one of them things where it's like you're playing a game and you don't know what's next, because like anything can happen to you at any point in time. Obviously, I thank God I'm in the UK now. But back then, like even back in Nigeria, like people are suffering and stuff. Like there's bad governance, there's corruption, there's fraud, there's just everything.
Carry on.
There's everything and so many things wrong. There's bribery and everything that's wrong with Nigeria. And it's like, as a normal person, you can't really have a good standard of living because you're living in Nigeria where like, as soon as you're born, there's a lot of odds that are stacked against you at the start. But all in all, I feel like, Every time you see a Nigerian anywhere, like we're literally the happiest people. Our culture is rich, our food is amazing, our music is extravagant, like, and everyone's always so joyful. And that's what Nigeria means to me. Like, it's a heritage. It's something I wear on my chest and I carry so strongly. Because, like, bro, if I was to be born in another world, I'd choose to be Nigerian again. Like, that's how crazy and that's how much love I have for it. You get what I'm saying?
I have the same thing, but...
No, you don't have the same thing.
What was there to what I said?
This nigga started off with fraud. You knew what he was trying to say when he said fraud.
No.
He ended up slipping into the bribery and the...
You even went into it yourself.
No, you said fraud.
I
didn't let you finish. That was the notion you were carrying. We're not stupid. Like, we know what you were trying to say. You said fraud. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you're wrong. Like that's like
I'm wrong.
That. Yes. Your ideology is wrong.
It's wrong.
And it's no, it's not even wrong. It's just flawed.
Understood.
You get what I'm saying?
So why did you speak on it then?
Huh? I spoke about the things that are wrong with Nigeria. Like as I was making it to a point.
Mm-hmm.
You said fraud because you said, what does Nigeria mean to you? Fraud.
He didn't finish though.
I didn't finish.
No, it's not about you didn't finish. If that's the first thing you're gonna start with, then don't start at all.
What? What's this running on?
You start with the bad and then
it's the good.
This nigga, bro, let's don't.
Have you heard of Samajin?
Let's not play dumb. This nigga was not playing
bad. Good.
Okay, I reserve my comments.
Nah, but I hear what you're saying. Don't get me wrong. Obviously, I'm trolling, but of course, Nigeria means a lot to me. And understand that's again, as he was mocking it, that is my identity, bro. I will always claim that I'm Nigerian. I'm proud to be Nigerian.
Mm. You guys think you marry Nigeria from Nigeria or in Nigeria?
I would like to.
Like when I mean from Nigeria, as in like you marry someone who's Nigerian.
Yeah.
I would like to.
Done that, bro.
Bump this guy, you know.
No, so you wouldn't marry from Nigeria?
I wouldn't. Nigerian girls are beautiful, yeah. I mean, if that ends up being my future wife,
that is such a fucking PR answer, bro.
That's my PR answer, but he's not Nigerian, though.
But it is a PR answer.
He's green, apparently.
Okay.
So he claims Nigeria.
Yeah, man. Wait, what?
No, you know Zimbabwe has got green in their flag?
What green?
Oh, my
day. Nah, you're taking a piss.
Guys.
Taking a mic, mate.
Guys, I can't lie. Everyone, hey, you man, I was, no, you man on this take, you're on something today.
No, it's these two.
These two, are you?
Brush. It's these two today.
Anyway, cool.
What does Nigeria mean to you?
What is Nigeria mean?
As you being like majority of guys are Nigerian.
Wow. From an outside perspective, Nigeria is just, you know, it's a really cool place, like Lagos and that. Love it.
Okay. Can you name another place in Nigeria for me?
Huh?
Can you name another place in Nigeria for me?
Nigeria, Abuja State.
Abuja State.
Is that the one that you
first.
Yeah.
Well, give me one more, just one more. Sorry.
No, that's unfair.
That's unfair. Come on. You're asking for too much now.
Okay, that was.
Yeah, man. Like, obviously, all my friends are Nigerian. So, you know, I hear about Nigeria a lot more than I really want to, against my will. I hear a lot of Nigerian music. Yeah, he is.
I like you went to two back-to-back Ashoka
concerts.
Are you guys
going to let me land or are you just going to...
I didn't say anything. Continue.
Okay. But yeah, it's just, it's a cool place. Like, it's cool. I like my friends. My friends are from there. Shout out Nigerians. Yeah, man.
What about you, Temi? What does Nigeria mean to you?
Nigeria, you know, at first, yeah, I'll be wrong. Nigeria, I didn't really know much about Nigeria
because
I was born outside of Nigeria.
Where were you born?
I was born in Ireland.
Oh, swear.
Mm.
Guess what? What was that?
Yeah, but for me, Nigeria, like over the years, has started to grow more on me as I've been that got more in touch with my roots, in a sense where like trying to actually actively learn Yoruba, trying to like eating more of the foods. I'm not saying I didn't eat like Nigerian dishes, but you know, like abula, you know, getting involved with the bigiri and the egusi and the stuff like that.
Getting involved with the what?
Bigiri.
Huh?
Ah, what's wrong with your head?
No, just say it again.
Bigiri. Am I wrong now?
Hmm.
Exactly. Don't flip, bro. Don't play with me.
Continue.
But yeah, like getting involved with more of the, like the culture and everything, I like started to actually become part of me. Does that make sense? Like when someone kind of meets me, they don't even need to ask my country. They kind of know where I'm from through
your name,
the way I behave.
Do you feel like you're at a disadvantage because you don't speak Yoruba?
Low key. I've always felt like I'm not fully Nigerian because I can't speak my language.
I get that. I feel like that.
Literally, like, bro,
especially, do you understand it?
Yeah, yeah. Like fluently, but it's like, why can't I reply?
You man can't speak your language, no.
Yo, V, I can't lie, you're not even there, bro.
Can you speak your own language?
I can. I just never done it in front of you, man. You man don't understand it.
You can speak Shona.
It's not even Shona.
I've been for
temper. Do it again, I'll bang you.
Nah, that's crazy, bro. Oh my God.
I've got something for
you. But yeah, Dembele.
Yeah.
You can speak it?
Yeah.
Bro, in the whole years,
he's never spoken it in a day.
Not one word, not even like an insult.
It's like a phrase, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why should I speak in front of you, man?
No, it's not about speaking in front, but like
you say Pele, you say Pele all the time.
Yeah, because I'm around you, man. You might understand that.
Okay, but when you're around Zim people as well, you don't speak it.
What? Yeah, Shonas don't speak in Dembele.
Yo, this guy.
So you're the only one that's Dembele.
How many other people have you met? You were Zim.
A lot.
That are in the belly with me. And me being there.
A lot. Quite a few.
Who? Name one.
Quite a few.
Name one.
Now, actually, wait.
You're just chatting nonsense then.
I don't want to be putting their names on.
Are you okay today?
What did I do?
I don't want to be putting their names on there.
Anyway, so.
But now it's fair though.
Wait, can we do a quick game show?
Of what?
You man say Nigerian phrases and I guess what it means. I'm ready for that
stuff. Olori Buruku.
Huh? Not this guy. Brush.
You're taking me. What does Ekale mean?
Say again?
Ekale.
Say one more time.
Ekale.
Put it in a sentence.
Ekale, sir.
A car. Am I right? Brother. Am I wrong?
You just heard Ekale, sir.
Ekale, sir.
Ekale, sir.
Okay, hold on.
Sir is in S-I-R.
Hold on. Let me.
He'll demonstrate.
No. Good afternoon.
It's a greeting, but it's...
I was gonna demonstrate for you how...
You're going to posture
how,
it?
How it looked like. But it's not posturing.
What
does it mean?
What does it mean?
Good evening.
Okay. That's 0 for 1.
Okay, someone's...
You said a car, bro.
What's Pele? Let's start easy.
Pele.
Yeah.
That means sorry. Like, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is...
Uludu.
Olodu, that is idiot.
Yeah, foolish.
Okay.
Emabinu.
I'm cooking.
Emabinu.
Emabinu. Oh, that's a good one. I've heard that one a couple times.
You say this a lot as well.
I've said this one before. Yeah. I don't know what it means though.
So mad. It's another word for stuff you say.
Emabinu.
You must say, Emabinu, sir.
Sorry, apologies.
Yeah.
Okay. Basically, don't be angry, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. What's, What's Kuro?
Oh, that's a good one.
You've heard this one though.
I have.
Say for him in a sentence, so it'll be easier.
Okay, Kuro Lono for me.
No,
is he good at
come for me?
Don't say it all in Yoruba. Break.
Alright, cool. Let me put some English. Alright, cool. Kuro,
move.
Mm-hmm.
Make space.
All right. Move, what about Juku? No. Oh dear.
No, bro. This nigga is crazy, man.
Nah, Joker, sit down.
Let me sit down.
Okay. Hey, let's move on.
Game over.
Guys, our favorite Love Island black couple broke up.
Our favorite.
What are you about to say? Don't get us cancelled, I beg.
No, what happened?
Don't get us cancelled.
Our favorite black couple broke up.
No.
What's your thoughts on that? Since you loved Mimi so much.
Whoa.
Shot,
bro. Buzz.
Whoa.
Yeah. Can people go first, please? I need time to think.
Nah, Carla, you have to go first, bro.
Honestly, I have to think. Okay, yeah. Ask me the question again.
What's your thoughts? Because Mimi broke up.
Unlucky. I don't really have too many thoughts on it. You know, it happens. Relationships. I just know I couldn't be on Love Island because I couldn't imagine breaking up with my ex and people are telling me, you never liked them, this and that. But I don't know, good luck to these, man. If you want to come on the pod, Mimi,
come on the pod, then.
They fully got the 25 can set. Sayonara.
I feel like they've been broken.
They're never going to let another black couple win again. We're not winning again, bro.
Man, in reality, someone was saying that in reality, that India and Dami should have been the first winners. At the first
black winners. They're still together, aren't they?
Yeah.
Bro. I see them get married.
Do you even think their man were going to even stay together anyways, Mimi and Josh?
No. I feel like she wanted
I don't think, there's only like, out of all the contestants have actually been on Love Island, I'm pretty sure there's like less than 10% that actually stay together.
Of course. It's
Hugo's,
I feel like most people now are going for the fame.
Yeah, you know,
I'm surprised it was this quick though.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I thought they would have waited a little bit.
No. I think they did it earlier, but they just announced
later. Yeah. So I feel like they've been broken up.
Mimi gives me like, I don't even know how to say it. She gives me like normal vibes, like a normal girl, a girl that doesn't really want to be bait on socials, which is fine as well.
To be
but
fair,
I think that's the problem.
I hear that.
Is it because she wasn't posting when she first came up?
No, not even. She just looks at that person that's like, bro, if it wasn't for Love Island, my Instagram would be on private. It would just be me and my friends only. That's the vibes that she kind of gives me, which is like, yeah, friends, that's fair enough. Hear it.
It's not, social media is not for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe she just went on Love Island just for the.
Yeah,
for the fans.
Let me see what it is, isn't it?
Bro, like, she comes from a Christian family. I know she was like, a lot of that she did, I'm sure, that she was kind of like
iffy about it. To be fair, because you imagine going on Love Island, they're telling you to spit inside someone's mouth and like deal with
that. That's disgusting.
Some of these challenges are not garable.
What would happen if you didn't want to participate?
Bro, I'm not participating.
You're not making airtime, I guess.
You sign contracts and stuff. Like, you go participate.
I'm not allowing a random.
I can't kiss more than two people, let alone a whole entire island. Like, that is crazy.
In the space of a game.
But that's disgusting. It's been, no.
Because that's herpes, and I'm guessing they test them beforehand. What'd you say?
Sorry.
What'd you say?
Nah, it's just the way this guy was just saying that's disgusting.
No.
Nah, it's not. Don't get me wrong, there's stuff, Kevin Gates, and then there's that stuff. Like,
and then there's the rest of stuff.
That's a buzz. On camera.
You see how no one asked him to elaborate? We all understood what he meant.
I was joking.
I told you that stuff in person.
What are you talking about?
This guy's crazy, bro. Guys, I'm telling you, he's on site today, bro.
We need to hold an intervention for this guy, bro. I can't lie, bro.
We filmed the pod too late.
You got Erasmus and you have Kevin Gates, and they're just the same person, bro.
That was a buzz.
So everyone was busting jokes, but why I want to bust a joke? No one wants to laugh.
You can't to Kevin Gates. I find that offensive.
Nah, bro, that annoying it. Like, but obviously in the group, like, you're like the most, like, you know what I'm saying, rambunctious one, innit? Like, you're like the most, like,
audacious one.
Audacious. Like,
I feel like that's the right word.
Like,
you're
energetic, audacious. Like.
He dares to find out.
What the actual... You know, I'm buzzing. What the
fuck? They say fuck around and he's like, I'm going to find out. That's what he does, bro.
Yo,
but I respect that's okay, though. I respect it, honestly.
Oh, wait. I got another question then, in terms of overlasting, in terms of all of us, I mean. Who is the person out of all of us...
Safe.
Yeah, you would...
No, literally.
Safe.
Ask
the question.
Who is the person out of all of us that you would call when things go left? Shall I answer first?
Describe left.
What's left?
Things go mash up.
Like,
I don't know. Things go bad. The worst.
Yeah.
Everything. Things go left. So the worst. A bad situation. When a bad situation happens,
rock.
Who are you close to call? I'm talking like maybe even getting jumped. Whatever it is to you is a bad situation. Who is the first person you are calling?
I feel like
there's
different situations for different of you guys. I can't lie.
First, but just in a blanket. We'll start Timmy. We'll go V. We'll start Rastas.
Wait, can I start?
I'll start.
Do it clockwise.
Cool. If everything was to go left, yeah. Okay. In theory, I would call Erastus for the right advice. Then I would call Solomon for the actual advice that I need to do. In reality, if something goes left, yeah, I might call Erastus and you get, nah, bro, it's cool, just brush it. Then I'll call him and then we're really going to deal with the problem properly.
Nah, I hear it, but
that's not bad.
He just needs you to feel better.
No, but
he needs you to feel better.
That's a buzz.
Nah, it's not. It is a buzz. Because you're basically saying you want to see the alternate idea that you're not going to choose just to hear from this guy's mouth, then you would then.
Nah, he just wants to feel better.
I need him to be like, nah, you're good, like, you're calm, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and then
get
you
back
come with
feet.
It.
I need you to be like, no. No, you're not okay.
So basically, then, you got, not saying you're the devil, but you got the angel and the devil.
Literally.
He will give you the like the stubborn advice, be like, nah, bro, you gotta crash out, you gotta crash out. I'll be like, nah, you gotta chill. Wish I hear it.
Uzi cheese.
For what though? For
I'm saying in the bed.
Like, see, tell us your own, bro. Just give us one and tell us your own.
If I needed advice, let's say per se, about
just so give normal, an example. Yeah, given
normal
given
normal life to life. I don't know. Like, let's say there's a situation I'm in and I need to get out. I'll most likely come to you.
Yeah?
And that's no. I'll come to him because we've been speaking recently, and you know he's making small sense. Yeah,
making sense.
No. You've only recently started making small sense. Erastus though, anything emotionally, he's there. V, no. Now, Voyo, if I want 100% go ahead crash out.
Yeah, I was gonna say if I need a scrap, if I need a scrap.
Yo, if I don't even if I don't want someone to say, yo, T, calm down, think about nah.
I need V.
Straight V. I'll be like, V, this, crash out.
I can back that. This I can back that.
What about you?
If I need someone emotionally, that's the one I'm going to go for. I'm not calling this guy without it. This is going to be the last person I'm calling for any emotion.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I can't even cat. What? Yeah, yes. I like, you're not an affectionate guy. To, like, man them wise.
Really?
Yeah.
You,
yeah
that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
you might think.
You're very, cap. You're very, like, shut off.
Yeah. Just
whatever, nigga. Whatever, nigga.
No, it's not a buzz.
No, it's a buzz. It's cool. So who are you going for?
For emotion, I'd call you T. I'd probably call you first.
You call him before me, bro.
Yeah, I can't.
Him before me, bro.
This is why I don't understand you two when you say that. I'm not emotional. No,
I don't think you're emotional.
No, but I am though. No, like, I'm realistic to emotion.
Okay, no, because well, it may be emotional. I come to you when I'm vulnerable. I come to you.
Els, do you think I'm emotional, bro? You can chat to me about emotional stuff, innit? Say it loud.
He was
being cool. Say for example, like you just had a situation where you're like, you need to talk to someone.
Yeah, V is a good for advice. Same way, I think he could come to me and we could actually have a conversation.
You might not come to me before.
No, he's coming to you. You go to him? I'll call your bedrooms.
Oh yeah, everyone. By the way,
so he'll be your first choice person to go to.
No.
I hear it. That makes sense.
That's good.
Me, to be fair, it depends. It depends on what the situation is.
Situation is 100%.
But I say, in a general term, based on like the past 3 months, I'd always go to V first because me and V, like, when I talk to V, like, bro, he would tell me, like, to be fair, this is the thing. I have these things where, like, when I think about doing something, I think about, okay, cool, I shouldn't do it. But then when I speak to V, V would now be like, nah, you shouldn't do it. So it just confirms what I'm already thinking. Because me and V tend to think alike multiple times. Other than that, when it comes to, like, just a general sense of getting to see what someone else thinks about a situation that I'm going through, I'll go to Erastus and Temi before I go to V. But when it comes to, like, this is an urgent thingy.
Decision making.
Yeah, like, decision needs to be made right now, right there and then, him. Because he doesn't give, like, two sides. He's just, like, straight, this is what I think. Mm-hmm. And that's when I'm like, okay, cool, say no more. Like, that's what I'm going to.
Makes sense.
But that's fair, though. Like,
Vigi, you like that one?
No.
Nah, I love how everyone feels like they can come to
me.
No,
I'm kidding.
Like,
I don't mind.
I really appreciate
saying that. Saying I'm not the emotional one is crazy, though. I feel like my emotional intelligence is very high.
You didn't say it's not.
Yeah, we just say you're not.
I feel like my emotional intelligence is very high. See, man there. See, man there, just bopping their faces. Like, I saw him though.
I didn't say shit, my nigga.
I don't know. That's fair, though. Who do you think is the most...
This is just a...
Yep, the point is now, who is the most? That's it.
Who do you think is like the most...
I feel like we've already spoken about this.
...least likely to settle?
Did we not discuss that?
We've never had any. No one's ever said anything like that.
It was in the BYC one, innit? Shout out to me. But what do you mean?
Who do you think is the least likely to settle? Like, when I mean settle, like settle down.
The least likely to settle down.
Wait, least?
Least likely to settle down. Least.
So the person. Wait, what are you talking about? Least.
It's like you find your person and you find your person.
Bro, discussion
over. He's gonna ask the question for himself.
No, it's a genuine question. I want to see what you guys think.
The least likely to settle down.
Yeah, like settle down.
It's you.
Oh, you.
You.
How is it me? When Broski's right beside me.
Nah. I see him. Yeah. I see him getting
today, wife. Today's the day you're trying.
Solomon.
Yeah, like, Solomon, even I've
in the past 3 years, he's not.
Yeah, you two have been basically.
Wait, bro, don't make me on this cam. On this camera right here, I will say what I want to say, you know.
That's a buzz, Solomon.
Come on now. Nah, bro. You know what it is like? It's definitely you.
I don't think
you're
so.
You're too hesitant when it comes to the whole love and relationship.
Hesitant.
Moms, you don't even try.
That's progress.
Literally.
They're budging, bro. You're too hesitant, bro.
You're not hesitant, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like you asked that question just to confirm what you already believe.
No, because I, God's truth, I don't think it's me. I think it's V. In all honesty, I actually think.
We could literally have a wife. We don't even know, bro.
He ain't got a wife, bro.
Dude, that's.
Whoa.
How do you know that?
Yeah. We know.
How do you know that?
We know, but it's okay.
I don't know.
How do you know?
We know, but it's okay.
How do you know?
We know.
No, we know, but I'm just saying you could.
Have a wife?
Nah.
Thank you.
But you didn't know.
We did know.
I didn't need to know. I don't know. But yeah, nah, so it's definitely you, bro. Definitely.
So who's getting married first?
I have a T or me.
Yeah, it's always been that way.
Yeah.
It's always been
what
that way.
What are you trying to get? Like,
I don't know. I feel like he wants us to now see him as a lover.
It's been the same thing since episode one, bro.
Yeah. Guys, I actually feel like I've had such a growth since I've been on this podcast. Like,
you have. No, but in terms of relationships.
I feel like, yeah.
Yeah. Let's say everything else, but relationships is kind of.
It's still working.
Your forte, bro.
It's a working process. Still needs more prayer.
You're trying to find the right key.
Okay, let him drop some relationship tips for us.
I think actually I don't need relationship.
Relationship is going to work out different ways.
Relationships though, like.
Why do you need advice from them, Ben?
No, because they seem to be experts. Like,
who said I'm not expert?
We just seem to be experienced
in relationships because these men. Okay, let me drop my. I've been saying this anyways. I've always said the things that people do are just based on their habits, bro. Us men, we don't have a habit of getting into relationships. That's why we're not in a relationship. These guys have been in relationships. You've been in at least two relationships over the past, 6 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been in two, and they were long term. Therefore... Okay. Sorry. You've been in two, whatever, innit?
The point is,
compared to me and him, he's been in one.
You've been in zero, minus three.
But that's fine. I understand. Like it's about your habits, right? I just have a habit of not getting in relationships. But I understand what comes with a relationship. That's why I feel like it just takes a lot to open myself up to someone like that in that type of space, especially letting them into my space. And I feel like when you date someone as well, you're not only just dating that person, you're dating their problems, their traumas, their this, their that. You're dating their family, basically, bro.
Why is your eye switching? Are you good?
You mean?
Yeah, so when he started speaking, I saw you started switching.
The light is bright.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think he started panicking or something like that. He started like, I can't do this shit.
But when, bro? When are we going to, out of me and you, who's winning for? I think, let's be real, it's me, though.
Nah, it's me.
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't believe.
Statistically, I'll say him.
Statistically, him.
Yeah. I didn't believe. This is how it's going to go in orders of wedding. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
It would be his wedding first, mine, V's, yours.
Cat.
I'll switch that around.
I'm more of a lover boy than you.
I'll switch that around.
Than me.
Have you guys heard me? Remember when I said.
I'm not disputing that.
Yeah.
But for commercial and legal purposes, I'm not
that as well. Master terms and conditions.
I feel like I'm very like when I love. You get what
but
I'm
when
saying?
Do you?
Whoa, that was so powerful, bro.
That's amazing. So when I love.
When I love.
Like you get what I'm saying? Like I love. Like I just have some flaws in it.
So.
No, that's the thing. Like, that's why. Like, I just have some flaws, and I'm working on my flaws to become a better person before I can engage, like, enter into a relationship again. You get what I'm saying?
Say that again.
I said I'm working on my flaws before I can enter into a relationship again to become a better person.
Yeah,
because you
understand.
Like, can't be repeating the same cycle and stuff.
And you know why you repeat that same cycle?
Why?
Habits, bro.
I'm telling you, everything that we do as humans is based on habits. That's just my hot take. Everything. Everything habits. You do is everything, bro. You even being a sad person is based on habits. Your brain gets addicted to that whatever release of hormones that you have in your brain, and it happens for that reason. That's how depression and all these things work, is habits, bro. Your brain creates habits and you follow those patterns. You have to break those habits to actually change.
Hmm. A word.
Yeah.
How could it?
Quick.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Appreciate it.
That took me. When I was thinking, I was like, I might be back next week. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna lie. Because you have to realize that once someone has checked out, they've checked out, innit?
V's wedded is coming before his.
What are you talking about?
How long would it take you?
Yeah, I thought, okay. Intro it.
Okay, cool. So the question is, how quickly will it take you to get into a relationship after you've just left one?
Do you know what it is, yeah? It depends. Are you in love with the person? Are you
what
in love?
The well,
if you've left the relationship.
The yeah, see, your fuck.
You can be in a relationship and
lie.
Not fall
I can't
in
lie. Timmy's wedding, my wedding.
You're going to keep begging
me. Yeah.
Do you get paid to beg it?
No. What you just said was.
What do you mean? Are you in love with that? What kind of.
You cannot have fallen in love in a relationship. Sometimes you might have not fallen in love.
But why are you in a relationship?
Oh, guys.
No! Answer the question! Answer the question!
So you're telling me you'll be in a relationship with someone you don't love?
Answer the question.
Is that what you're saying to me right now?
Please answer the question.
Thank you. He's quiet.
Now I know what type of so, he's bleeding.
All I needed to hear was yes.
So we can agree to change the.
Oh,
for now.
Thank you.
Anyway, so cool.
If do you get paid to beg it?
Sorry. Didn't have the same effect. Anyway, so basically, my opinion is if you're in love with that person, yeah, then a while, like a long while. I don't think if you love someone, I don't think you can stop loving them. That's my opinion on love, but I don't know. Okay. I've never been in love.
You can stop loving someone.
But did you ever really love them if you stop loving
them? Yes, you can love someone.
Really?
100%.
Really?
100%.
You sure?
The whole notion that you cannot, that you can't ever stop loving someone is absolute cap.
No.
How is it not cap?
You can love them less, but how are you going to stop loving someone you truly said you loved?
Again, this with your is whole the thing. Heart? If I make this argument now, guys will come and say that, oh, well, that means you didn't truly love her. That's the whole notion of what. If I make an argument now, guys will say that. Well, that means you didn't truly love.
Make
her.
Your argument, bro.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'll reply after.
Okay, cool. Can I use you as an example, please?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. When you were in your last relationship, like your last proper relationship before the one you're currently in, you loved the girl, yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you tell me right now that you still love that girl?
No, because I now experience what I deem as true love. True now love. Wait. Wait
again.
When you wait. Now, when you love someone, yeah, cool. You can love them at the time, but if you now experience something better and you're able to question the love you had before, yes, you love that person, but this is different. This is now more. This is better. This is what you deem as more real. Now, if you truly love someone, like let's take me for an example. Again, as my girlfriend, I love my girlfriend probably the most I've ever loved anyone in my whole life. And I don't believe I could ever stop loving her unless I replace it with hate.
But this is
that's the only way I could stop loving my girl.
But this is the thing. You still loved that person before. Now that you've just experienced better love does not mean that one wasn't love. You still love them, but now you don't love them anymore. Which is the whole point of what I'm trying
because
to say.
Because
I think what you meant to say
the word
that,
love, like they throw it around. I was saying like love because she gave me a feeling in a sense where I was like, oh, okay, this is nice, this is cute. But when you actually experience love, like that's what I'm saying. The whole love thing, people say there's actually levels to it. When you actually experience the actual love, you will then know, shit, I actually just liked the girl.
Nah, my point, bro, no.
Because it's not actual love.
We know you mean.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not, when I say it's not actual love, is that what you're experiencing now is not actual love in your quotes. It's love that is just greater than what you've experienced before. That doesn't make it actual love. It just means that what you experienced before was love, but you didn't love that person as much. And as of right now, you don't love that person at all because you love someone else. So you don't love that person at all. It's not like, oh, you just experienced actual love, right? Like you just experienced actual love right now because it's not actual love. It's just love in its purest form that you really, really love.
Does that make sense? I disagree. I disagree.
Yeah. I'm saying like,
I disagree.
I don't, nah.
You disagree.
What you're saying is that
you see, disagree.
What you're saying is that you love the person before, but when you now experience what true love is like, bro, you're much older right now. The type of things that you deem love back when you were younger is not the type of things you deem love right now.
But that's how you know.
No, like, but that's not how you know, because if you had stayed loving that person that you were with back then, and you man grew together, the things that you and your girlfriend will consider as love right now is the things that you and that girl would have been doing right now that would be considered as love to you.
Nah, because yes, for me, love is not what you do. No, love is what...
You're not understanding. How do I phrase this? If you stayed with that girl...
There's a reason why we didn't.
I know, wait, but I'm saying, if you stayed with that girl, let's say, for example, nothing happened. Mm-hmm. You just continue to love the girl. As you man become older, you man start to experience things together. You start to do things together. You start to just live life together. Mm-hmm. And then your whole new notion of love will change from back when you were younger. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? The moment you become older, you become privy to new experiences. You get what I'm saying? So now the love that you have with your girlfriend right now, it's just a love that has grown and has matured as you became older. And it's still love, it's true love, but I'm saying it's not actual love than the love that you had before. And because you love your girlfriend right now, you don't love that person that you were with before. You get what I'm saying?
I love my girlfriend right now, which made me know that I didn't love the girl before. I was just infatuated with being in a relationship, or I just liked that girl at that time. The reason why I say that, love for me is not just a, like you said, it matures over time, or we're doing things together. No. Love for me is when she's at her worst, I still love this girl for who she is.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. The other girl, if she was probably at her worst, I will probably not be able to deal with that. That's why people break up. Like,
the point that he's trying to make here is that he's saying what he found now, he believes to be true love. So much so to the point that he now knows that before he wasn't actually in love.
That's
so
what I'm trying to let you know.
Let me land. Okay. Therefore, like backing off his point, yeah, that's why I agree with him, innit? I don't think you can truly love someone if you genuinely think that what I have heard love to be and what I've seen love to be or whatever, I don't think you can truly love an individual at one point in life and then you lose that love for them. It might die down. You might not be in love with them anymore. Mm-hmm. But that love cannot go away.
Never, ever.
If Temi, God forbid, breaks up with his girlfriend, yeah, I kid you not, it can be 5 years from now. He won't be on her hooked up, whatever. We hope to God not. But like, you know that part of you, that person is now a part of you.
Yeah, like they will always be in your mind.
So the previous girl that you were in a relationship with is still part of you?
No,
because he didn't actually love her.
That's what I'm saying.
But he didn't actually love her. The same way now, yeah. I hear what you're saying because you want to be like...
You don't hear
I do understand.
I hear what you're trying to say. That once you claim love, when you experience something better, then you now attach yourself to that. That's not what I'm saying. It's saying when you now claim love, you feel like that's it. When you now feel something better and you realize, not that you just say, oh no, you now realize that, bro, oh my days, that wasn't it. That was actually, I just liked that girl very much. I don't want to use you as an example, yeah? Mm. But like, let's say your past relationship. Mm. Would you say you love this girl?
Yes.
Cool. I guarantee now, yeah, unless you two get back together or whatever, if you find another girl that gives you exactly what you need and you can love her during her darkest times, whatever, and she loves you the same and she gives you everything the other girl gave you and everything, I guarantee you now come back to us and be like, I'll be so real. I feel like I was actually just liking what that girl was giving me at the time.
Honestly, I understand what you're saying, but that is also going back to my point. If I find a new girl right now that I love and I'm in a relationship with this girl and I've experienced, like, obviously we've been there a long time, I would realize that yes, I loved that person before, but I don't love that person anymore. The love doesn't change because you've now found what you deem as true love. The love that you have with your girlfriend is still the love that you know.
All the love you knew at that time.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's the
I hear it, but it's like the reason why you're jamming is because okay, let's just establish one rule, yeah? If we can establish the rule that true love is a love that you can't let go, then it voids your entire point.
No, you can still, you can...
Do you think you can love them less.
How many true loves do you think you could have in your life?
For you to come, hold on, sorry.
How many is there meant to be?
One. But he,
what did you say?
I said, how many times do you think that he could experience true love, yeah? And then he asked me, oh my God. And then he asked me how many. I said, there's only one.
Yeah.
Mm. And until you find that one, when you find that one, you will know.
But I think you can have more than one true love.
This is the thing.
Nah.
Mm. And that, but no, but that's real. That's not me joking around as well.
This is the thing. You deem what you deem as true love in the current situation that you are in. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
God forbid you break up with your girlfriend in 5 years' time, you find someone that you love and you get married to that person. Bro, what you had right now is still true love.
I just want to,
Yes, he is.
How can you guys are having two different conversations?
Bro, no.
Both right,
no,
because he's talking about love, but these lot are talking about when you're in love with somebody. That's two completely different.
No, because these men are...
I'm actually just talking about like...
I'm talking about being in love. I'm talking about lovers in itself. What I know love to be, yeah? I don't believe that I can love someone and stop loving them.
No, I believe that. Head on the heels when he's 18.
Yeah.
Of course you're not going to feel that way as a 23-year-old.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what I'm
saying. Wait, why?
It's not going to happen.
It's different. It's two different...
Yeah, so therefore...
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's two different stages of your life.
When you were younger...
That's what I'm saying.
But it was.
So then it wasn't true love anyways. So it might have been love, but it wasn't true love.
You still love them.
It's either or, because I hear what you're saying to that, because it could have been true love.
It can't have been love because you didn't have the tools to actually show each other love. How?
She has just...
She has just
brought something in that said when you were 16, which is what I'm saying. The love that you knew at 16 is the same thing as the love that you knew at 23.
No, it's not.
What? Not me.
The love that you knew at 16 is the same love you knew at 23. The only difference now is that you're now older, you're now more mature, you're now privy to new experiences. Yes, it is.
No, it is.
It's
love, right? Because of my life, at 30, you're not going to sit here and have a different perception on love.
Same
conversation, you might say, no, you can always chase that next feeling. Bro. This person makes me love more, this person makes me love more. It did take away when I was with you, I loved you to bits.
That's what I'm saying. The love will change as your age, as you age more, bro. At 16, you realize different things, bro. I kid you not, you might think that, again, this is the thing where, as a young person, let's say you were 16, 15, the girl that you were in love with or you were in a relationship with, that you would have loved her, because you don't get in a relationship if you don't love someone. I mean, maybe you would have think, but you would have loved her. Cool?
Mm.
No, but again,
no, obviously, at the time you loved her.
Okay, at mm-hmm. the time you loved her, you would agree, right? It's not about the...
Let's just go with his point, though.
At the time you loved her, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you broke up with her, whatever, cool. You go into a new relationship now. Now you love your girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
okay? But now you and your girlfriend are older people. You get what I'm saying? The definition of... it's true love, but it's true love in the time space that you're in.
Nah.
Yes, it is.
That's what I kept...
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's true love.
It's a difference in emotion. It's a difference in the feeling that you get.
That's what I was about to say.
Like, for example, I actually was in a long-term relationship before I met Temi. I'm not that long before. And I can say now that I now know what love is because I've been with Temi. And I found out that I loved Temi, and I was with Temi for less time than I was with the other person.
Okay, but you know I understand that.
You pussy. Have you ever been in love?
Yes.
You've been in love before?
Yes.
You don't love that person now?
Yes, I don't love that person.
And you went in love? No. I promise you, and the day you realize that, I'm going to come here and see you, and I'll be like...
It's not, I can, let me tell you this here. Love actually fades. Love, yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. Would you ever stop loving your mom?
What?
No,
because
and that's your problem. Listen, that's the problem.
No.
You see that unconditional.
Completely different.
Let me. The unconditional love you have for your mom is the same type of unconditional love you have for that true love you supposedly say you do. I'm telling you now.
No.
It manifests in a different way, but it's just a principle. Like that unconditional love that will never fade is the exact same way that it will.
Do you think you should have unconditional love to a woman?
To your wife, yes.
To your wife. No matter what they do, you got them. Like your mother.
No. What do you mean?
Got her.
Bro, there's guys.
She got
no. Listen. No. No. Listen. No. listen.
Okay, wait.
No, listen.
How many times
does your mom like let you down in some certain sense, but you still always have love for her?
Well, yeah, so is my girl.
If your woman.
No, listen.
No, wait, hold on. So is my girl.
I'm not talking. Okay, wait.
I'm just thinking. Yeah, I'm just thinking still.
I'm not using her as an example. Let me take. Let's for example, the previous person you were in a relationship with. Your mom has wronged you a lot of times, correct? Do you love your mom?
Yes.
Thank you. The person that you were in a relationship before has wronged you a lot of times. Do you love that person?
No, now, no.
Hey, thank you.
But at the time, if I love you, like, let's say this. If I love you.
Why would you have broken up with that person?
Because I did not love them again.
Thank you.
Because it wasn't love. It wasn't love. You can't stop loving someone.
You can't stop loving someone.
If him and his girlfriend broke up now, he's telling you he will still love that girl.
I will still, no matter, bro, I'm
he
saying.
Might, that, he might not be chasing her, crying himself, but he still
will. I will still love that girl.
Also, bro, at the end of the day, what are we arguing for?
You say it's love or a soft spot after?
Nah, it's love. It's love. Soft spot is just saying.
So you're never like, getting into the relationship?
No, you can. Yeah, I think you can be in love more than one like, time. It can manifest itself. Yeah,
being in love.
You gotta say what you gotta say. You can have five relationships. There's so much love you can hold. You know, you can't have people in your soul and then still with the sixth person.
No. But you need to understand that there will always be that one person.
A woman is a man. If I've got two other girls on my mind, you're not getting the best version.
Yeah, word.
No, but what I believe in. See, what I believe in. Yeah, no, that's what I believe in. That's what I'm saying. If I was to break up with my girl right now, yeah, what I'm saying is that I would never be able to love anyone else the way I love my girl now.
That's what you think because you, listen again. When I'm saying this, that's what you think is because it's the moment that you are in. That's what you would have thought in the moment that you were with the
baby. Let's get Percy now.
Okay.
When I broke up with my ex,
but love is not logic,
nigga. Yeah, bro, do you think that would affect me as much as it would now?
Of course not.
You guys saw how I was after that. It was calm.
No, yeah, but that's completely different. That's completely different.
Again,
a high class man. That's what it is, bro.
True.
Of course, it would not affect you the same way if you broke up with your girl now, would affect you because again, you were younger. You realize that you still have years left of your life before you actually get into.
Some people don't look at that though.
No, but it's not about you don't look at that. Subconsciously, your mind tells you. You're broken up with this girl. You're 16.
Yeah, I'm hearing what you're saying now. I'm actually hearing what you're saying.
I'm 20 now.
Yes, that's fine. But you're a lot more mature than before.
Where you were 16.
So now, when you look at your relationship, this is my partner. This is the person I'm looking to spend the rest of my life with. You get what I'm saying?
Macaulay, yeah. He's cooking. I'm hearing what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm hearing what you're saying, bro.
I don't believe that you can love someone and fall out of love with them. However, your point makes sense. I hear what you're saying, that that's the amount of love.
Imagine you're with someone for 5 years, you love them to death, yeah? But they violate you, bro. You find out the madness, you can fall out of love with them in a second, my bro.
You can. I don't think so.
It's not falling out of love. It's respecting yourself enough to leave. It's respecting yourself to leave. Bro.
It's respecting enough to know that a bad person. I can't love a bad person. Why don't I have a part of my heart right now?
No.
How?
What do you think though?
How can you fall out of love because of something that they did? Let me know if it's scenarios like that.
Hold on, can I say one thing? Let me land fully. Let me land. Alright, cool. In the beginning, when I said to you that, what's it called? Would you ever stop loving your mom? You guys all bugged out, said, that's unconditional. Cool. In this case now, yeah, she said that if that person's done you wrong, your mom's done you wrong so many times, yeah? But you still love her unconditionally. Now, I told you this from the very beginning. The only way you would fall out of love with someone you actually love is replacing it with hate. Now, he said, if you loved your girl for 5 years, clearly you love this girl. The most you can, you love this girl to the max. If she's done you dirty to the point where she's disrespected you or whatever, let's say cheating, for example, and it's a mad thing, and just you will replace that love
with hate. Yes. No. I guarantee. And that's the only time. That's the only time you can ever say now that, oh yeah, I fell out of love. You didn't actually fall out of love. You now just hate that person because remove that hate, that love is still there.
No.
Falling out of love with someone, falling out of love with someone is looking at this, yeah? I love this girl at this point in time. But as time's gone on, I've started to realize that I don't actually like this girl as much as I did in the beginning. It's different from, I love this girl so much, she's done me dirty, and now I hate her. It's so different. That's what I'm saying. If you actually love someone, unless there's a feeling that comes in to replace it, you cannot fall out of love.
I think that none of us are right. I think we're all right to an extent, yeah, but I think we're all talking hypotheticals now because you're talking about a theory that says if hate comes in, it replaces the love. You're talking, because we're all talking from different perspectives, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You believe you found true love. You believe you found love, but you don't, like, I think we should argue more about if that actual love that we're talking about even exists. The love where you can unconditionally love someone no matter what they do. Because you think you found that. But to be fair, I now hear his point where it's like, to be fair now, she could do something and there is a possibility you can find another person that could, obviously you're going to disagree with that, as you should. Yeah, but it's like, it's all hypothetical. Does that love actually exist? We can't really be known for sure. Because even for me, I'm talking in a perspective where I'm talking what I think to know of what true love should be. I don't believe that you should be able to fall in love with someone. What you believe to be true love, that feeling that you cannot get from anybody else in the world, and that can go away.
Ever.
How could that ever, ever go away?
Look how long you're going to spend with these years, how long you're going to do this person.
Yeah.
Well, I say marriage, so I come in at 100.
Yeah.
Every time you do so, you're not gonna percent, you're not gonna get back.
Do you know what it is about that? There's a clear difference. I feel like there's a very, very, very fine line between love and addiction and even attachment. Obviously, love is a form of attachment, but it's like you can just be so addicted to someone and so like that it can keep you going, innit? And also like stuff like that can get toxic. I feel like love as well, love without discipline is where toxic relationships come from. When you love someone so much and it's full of what you think is love, when you're addicted to them and you're like going 100 miles per hour and you don't take time to create those boundaries, and that's where it becomes toxic, and you're just going with emotion without logic, which is where you're right, because logic does sometimes come into love.
Well then. Well then. Well then. Well then.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, we agree to disagree, but
I think everyone's right, bro.
Like, you've got Mr. Playboy, he's right.
Promise you, I heard exactly what you're saying. I just had to speak from my perspective because, bro, you. Yeah, because you, yeah, when you, like, you, we know, like, obviously, outside of this point, like, person, so you speak, and I'm like, I hear it. Do you know what I'm saying? You saying, Lord, fell out of love, I hear it, because then you go on to the next, and right now, let's say you're 21. In this 21 years of living, there's a certain amount of love that you've experienced, and you know. When you're now 25, there's going to be another amount that's now been added onto that, and I hear that, but that's why I'm saying, speaking from me, and what's going on in my life, and, like, my situation, the love I'm experiencing now, it can only get better with the person I'm with.
100%. Understood.
But now, if I now leave that person, that's where it's been capped at. Does that make sense? And then the next love I know is the parents' love, family love, which is a different type of love.
That's fine. But the whole notion is that, obviously, you being with your girlfriend now, you would think that, yes, your thoughts would be that, yes, of course, the love can't get any better than this. You get what I'm saying? But, again, God forbid, if you then break up with your girlfriend, who is to say that you can't find a love that will be better than this one? And again, this is the thing. If you now get with someone else, and of course you now truly love this person, then would you now say that, oh, you didn't love the current girl that you're with now because this person's love is far higher than the love that you experienced with this, your current girl?
No, I hear what you're saying there. Okay. I hear what you're saying there.
You get what I'm saying?
I don't think that. See, I don't know. Maybe replace that.
So replace that now with your current girl versus the girl that you had in your last relationship.
That's what I'm saying. There's a very, very clear difference.
Of course.
The thing where with the girl now, if I was to break up with her and get another girl that I now loved, I would still always love the girl I'm with.
Yeah.
I was with. But it's a thing where now I hear it because the new person is giving you what you had, maybe plus a little bit more. Hence why you even went back into a relationship, yeah? Mm. But I don't feel like you would ever lose the love you had back then. That's why I always tell people, like, from the age of 16 to 18, yeah, any relationship you're in,
it's fake.
Brush that shit. Because when you actually understand your emotions, like, you become a man, or like you experience life, like, how do I say, outside of your parents' house, I would say, per se, that's when you can really experience if you really like someone. Because more time, guys are friends because my mom's friends with your mom. Or guys know each other because, you know what I'm saying, through parents and stuff like that. When you actually go out into the world and become your own person and you find someone else who's exactly like you, that's when you can now start speaking about love and, like, I actually like this person. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Outside of our parents don't even know each other. But we are all friends. Does that make sense? Like, we chose each other. It wasn't a thing where V's mom is sisters with my mom, or, like, do you know what I'm saying? And then we had to be friends through that way. That's the way I kind of see it. That once you choose to love someone, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You picked that person. I don't think you can really fall out of love unless, like I said,
all right, let's
like
move on,
like,
from
this. Like, habits, and you just love everybody.
We'll agree to disagree, but that was a very, like, that was a very nice conversation. Mm. But we'll agree to disagree on that one.
Nah, I agree. But I also agree myself. Like, it's, I feel like we're all right.
Me, I don't disagree with you, but I don't agree with you, if that makes sense. Because I believe that, again, this is just summary of why I'm saying that you cannot say that you can still have love for someone else, because if you're in a relationship now, you don't love your current, and your point is that you didn't love that person because you realized what true love is. But I'm now telling you that what you experienced back then was true love as of the age and space time that you were in. As you now become older and more mature and more privy to multiple things, because let's be real, you were not taking your girl of them times to restaurant dates. You were not doing the staycations. You get what I'm saying? As you become older, you become privy to new experiences. Those new experiences help shape the relationship that you're in right now, and
help shapes the memories, though.
Yes, and the memories is what, like, memories is what produce that love aspect. You get what I'm saying?
Nah,
how?
It's the feeling.
It's not just the feeling, though.
Your love is like a feeling, memories, and experiences.
The memories help you remember how the relationship was.
And they help add to the love as well.
But the memories, yes, they do. I feel like, no. I feel like the memories don't affect the love, because the love between me, where have we been?
Well, that's different because we're boys.
No, see, that's what I'm saying.
It's not, the relationship, the love.
You're right, Stu. If I'm being real, yeah, like, he's right. Because I've had times where I've hated you, but, like, I still have love for you, man, to the point where deeper than the memories we've shared.
That's what I'm saying. Like, memories mean you can look back on and be like, yeah, that made me feel good. But then there's now, I hear what you're saying about memories, that there's instances where now the love becomes deeper. Yeah, as in there's experience you guys would share that love's good. But the love feeling is what that person gives you.
You can fall in love with a girl without taking her on any dates.
That was me and Temi.
Taking this
anywhere.
For, like, a very long time.
You guys don't understand.
How long are we going to stay on this topic, bro?
I feel like when you're younger, you have to be in love with the feeling of being with that person, not actually in love with a person.
Mm.
Love this, but not actually love the person.
Mm.
You meet a new person you connect with on a deeper level, that's when you really know true love.
There we go, I agree with that.
That's what I'm saying, but then love the feeling. At Rusty's point, it's true as well. Like, if you don't think showing your thoughtfulness to book your memories, sharing these vacations, staycations, and all these memories don't build on your love and make that higher self, then
honestly,
that's
not the
true.
I promise you now, yeah. This convo will stay till tomorrow, because I feel like this now also comes into what people deem as love. Do you know what I'm saying? Remember the time where we were speaking about romance? Like, it's whatever you deem it as, but bro, fucking hell, man.
No, we did decent still.
I hear it. That was a good conversation. Someone made a tweet that was saying that niggas was never meant to see this many bad bitches. Social media goes fried. Our ancestors used to see, like, only 10 baddies in real life. What do you think?
I think, dude, you said that one time, didn't you?
What did you say, sorry?
When you were talking about how...
Oh, social media, yeah. I feel like it obviously overexposes us to a lot of women, to the point where, like, people, like I said, in the whole facade of, like, multiple options and people, like, seeing their type every, like, 5 scrolls, it's not good for the mind still. Makes people, you know, the whole grass is greener on the other side effect, when it's never really that much greener, is it? So, yeah.
I ain't got nothing to say about a girl.
How many times do you feel like you've seen your type out, Moev?
What?
Our question.
What a silly question.
Yeah, bad boy. Yeah, bad boy.
Our question for you, Rastas.
Yeah, bad boy. Yeah,
bad boy. Our question for you, Rastas.
He's put him in one shot.
Well, I ain't got a type, so
it's you ain't okay. Got type.
I ain't got a type.
You have a basic foundation.
You have a type, Sha.
Who, me?
No, him.
What's my type? Whoa. Actually, let's not say that. Let's not say that. Name. Okay, what's one?
What, on cam?
No, like, yeah, one that's like...
Light skin.
Yeah. Yellow.
He love a flipping light skin.
Yeah, guy. What you mean light skin?
You love a light skin, right?
Nah.
You love a bit of mixed race.
I don't. Yo, I love black women.
No, we're not saying that.
I'm not
saying
that. You don't say you don't. You love a light skin.
Yeah, whoa.
Chill.
The type you tend to gravitate to wife.
Wait, what?
Wait, yeah. What?
Like,
yeah.
So the type, the basic foundation that he usually like gravitates to you and he wives them.
You might think you all have a type.
I think I have a type.
I don't think I have a type.
I don't have a type.
I think I have a type, yeah. But I feel like I can, okay, cool. I have this notion where I can already see the type of, I can already see my dream woman, like the woman that I'd want to marry. I can kind of like, I have a type of a woman that I'd like to marry.
Shocky, like,
you get what I'm saying?
This is your wife.
Well, obviously, whatever God gives to me, I'll accept. But
is it?
100%.
Nah, V, come on.
Come on now, like, let's actually be.
I know he's got me.
Yeah, let's actually be for real.
Oh, so basically, I can't even answer.
Yeah, right. You're not
sorry, what's your type? Oh, that's not a question, is it?
It is.
I don't even know. But I was going to say I don't have a type. I do have a type, yeah. Like, obviously, we know I like black girls, not a shocker. But I can't lie. I feel like I like.
Oh, man, so.
I like.
You just made that clear.
You got me that really clear.
No, but that's genuinely my type, though.
That's not trying to get shits and gigs.
But no, obviously, that's clearly my type, innit? But I feel like I like being in places I'm not meant to be, you know?
Oh.
I want to date you. I want to know your dad is telling you, why are you with that black boy?
Wait, like
wanna...
that in the snow?
Huh?
If it's not snow.
No one said nothing about that.
No, but he said, why are you
no
with
one said
black...
that.
He said, why
are
you
being... No one said that.
Maybe a young, you know what I'm saying, a little Indian.
Yo, bastard.
Yeah. Wait, what'd you say?
Huh?
What'd you say?
Nah, I don't want to repeat it.
No, it's going to come up on camera. I'll say it.
Nah.
What'd you say?
Wait, what did I say? Me?
Huh? I'm bare confused.
Guys, what's happening?
What was the thing you wanted to say, though?
Huh?
What was the thing you wanted to say?
I was going to say, do you think that the girl that you have to marry has to come, like, has to be, like, you have to meet her in church?
No.
Because I've been...
As long as Christ and God is in the middle of your relationship.
So I think you're okay to go into different churches as a couple?
Wait, what'd you...
No, we'll just pick a church when we get together.
I feel like as long as they're preaching the word of God, unless you're like, oh, let me.
How the heck can be a church be the reason why me and that girl don't get together?
I have to go to this church to find my wife.
No. I'm.
Can we bleep this?
Yeah.
I feel like only people who go to like Caris will say something like that or First Love.
Yeah, like that's like, crazy. Or
yeah.
Yeah. Like,
come on, bro. Stick with the program.
No, you say that there's also.
Facts.
Amen.
Facts. I didn't.
Got your ass.
Shut up, brother.
Got your ass again. Hey, got your ass.
Shut up.
Let me land.
What church you go to, bro?
What church I go to? Yeah. I go to RPF. Redeemed Pillar of Fire.
Would you ever go to any other church?
If the Spirit leads, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So exactly.
You answer your own question.
No, but again, you're not letting me land. The point that I was trying to make was that, obviously, again, if you meet a girl outside of your church. And all that kind of stuff. Obviously, there's a whole courting process and stuff. There's the courting process has to be done with the church, right?
Sure.
No. Between you two and God.
But the church also plays a part in the courting because they do counseling as well and all that kind of stuff.
That's when you're getting married. That's when you're getting married, no?
No, counseling is before you get married. I mean, obviously, you don't. I'm not quoting Bible, but I'm just saying, like, obviously, as like due process in terms of like doing things. Like, if you're about to get married, obviously, you seek the church because obviously, there's a church that has to bless the marriage.
Yeah, it's the church.
Of course, but it's the church.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If she went to like a.
But it can't just be any church.
Okay, yeah, not any church, but
it's a church you two would pick. Like, you can't tell me I'm an
It's the church that you both resonate with.
We have to be RPM.
Yeah, or I'm RCCG. She's RPM. Oh, no, no, we have to go to my church.
I'm MFM, you must be in
MFM. Yeah, like, no. It's what you both, you know, just been drawn to.
But you could be MFM, he's RCCG, you end up in RPF.
That's man to man.
Yeah, but it's just an example.
Sorry, I was just making it clear. I was just making it clear. Yeah, you guys see. Okay, but first, I hear it. I was just only asking because I just felt like, obviously, like the church has a very big role to play in like marriages and stuff. And it would make sense if you were both from the same church.
Yeah.
Because like, there's a lot of beautiful women in church, like.
Okay, we get it. You want a church girl. All right, brother. Yeah, all right.
I was just saying,
if you're a church woman and you're looking for someone like Solomon, he's here.
Please don't look for me.
You have to go up here.
Oh, you have, yeah. If you don't go up here, forget it. Unless you change.
Please don't look for me, please. Appreciate. Guys, when are we doing our first live show? I might as well put that in the air right now. You know what, yeah.
He wants to plan it, Shah.
We've been gunning for a live show. For the longest time now.
Fuck it. If these next two EPs do 2K, we'll just do it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
There we go. You heard it here first.
Zero planning.
Just fuck it.
Just
We have to actually have our motion going for us to do it.
Yeah, like, bro.
Oh, wait. When will it be? Like January?
No, not January. Nah. Like
that has to be next year. It'll be next year.
March,
it'll be next year.
March, April.
March, April latest, yeah, around that time.
Because I can't, like, he's doing January, but that's in 3 months.
But guys, I would actually love to have a live show. So if you'd want us to have a live show, please interact or DM us on anything and just let us know.
Every person send £1. Everyone who watches this video send £1.
Let us know what
and we're gonna we're gonna do in the Midlands.
Who's paying
well,
for that live
Midlands,
show?
Midlands is basically home.
Huh?
Who's paying for the live show, bro?
Us.
God.
Us.
God. God,
God is paying.
Got to pay for it.
Send £1. The rest is put bank details at the end. Thank you. Move on.
Mine?
Mine yeah, even
send,
put
send
mine.
It to me.
He'll get. Bro, get, I got to get a lock.
I don't care, bro.
Nah, that's crazy.
But
I want to do last show. Where we do it? Midlands.
100%. This is our area, man.
Has to be. We're thinking like, let's say by God's grace, 1,000 people.
Who?
Or hopefully.
Aim high, go home, man.
Go aim high, innit?
Of course, but let's be realistic.
Nah, let's aim high.
Bro, they will come. Invite a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Even tell your mom. Tell your dog. It's gonna be spaces for them to be like, but hey man,
we just wrap it up there,
huh?
Okay,
yeah.
All right, cool. Because V is very, very.
I was waving to them. Continue.
V is very tired. T needs to go. We have an event to go to. But if you lot are new here, again, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Make sure you follow all of our socials down below. Shout out to Leicester Podcast Studio, man. Yes, seriously.
Forget this video out on time as well.
Yeah, of course, man. Of course. But make sure you lot are blessed and we'll see you in the next EP.
Ah!